This is the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm JoJo, and this is my blog, Wait on the Lord, but W-E-I-G-H-T. My brother is a pretty awesome guy, and let me explain why. My brother has a fascinating story. As a kid, he used to only, and when I say only, I mean only, eat pizza, chicken nuggets, and hot dogs, and that's it. Nothing else. Let's just say as an adult, he took control of his health and ended up losing 50 pounds. Side note here, he used to want to be a chef like Emeril, but he is now a personal trainer, and I'm so proud of him for what he has accomplished, not only with his health, but how he has become an inspiration to everyone around him. I have always been very health conscious. I enjoy eating ice cream and tacos a lot, but I like to eat healthy 90% of the time. Although I do enjoy eating healthy, it's been a long time since I've exercised, if you think of it in the gym sense. Having young kids keeps you moving, but it's not exactly like being at a real gym, running, or lifting weights. Since I had my daughter 3 years ago, I have been telling my brother I would come and work out with him. But you know how that can go sometimes, especially with kids. You plan to do something and it gets pushed to the side or put on the back burner until you can make time. I was determined this year to make time to get in the gym and get healthy on the outside. Almost 4 months ago, I decided to step up my healthy game. When you first commit to stepping into the gym, I'm not going to lie, your body is like, "What are you doing to me?" It's not used to it. Certain muscles you never knew you had are sore for days. You don't know what to do because your body isn't accustomed to a certain movement or position. Now, I'm sure I looked extra spastic the first month, and I may still even look spastic, but it's fascinating because your body learns what to do and how to do it. Sticking with it in the beginning is truly the hardest part. Going to the gym and being a Christian have a lot in common. At first, it's super exciting. You buy new workout gear. If you are a new Christian, you buy a Bible. You tell everyone about your goals in the gym. And then as a Christian, you tell everyone about Jesus and you preach to the wall if you have to. It's because you have a spark, because it's new and exciting. But the longer you pursue something, though, whether it be your Christianity or your gym life, the more motivation you need to keep going. There will be days when you don't want to go to the gym or eat healthy. There will be those days you have to force yourself to go and work out. There will also be those days you have to wake up and remind yourself of God's promises to keep going. There will be those days you won't want to read or pray. Those are the days that make you stronger. Christianity is a daily walk, and you have to decide every minute of every second of every day who you will serve. Both being a Christian and working out take dedication, hard work, and perseverance. You get weary. You get tired. You get over doing certain things, like inchworms, for example. But it's not about those moments. It's about the bigger picture. My friend, do not get weary in well-doing. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. When the times come, when you get weary, just remember to wait on the Lord and seek His face with everything inside of you." You might be heavily involved in church, and one instance may try to deter you from the plans and purpose God has for you. Don't let it. That's just what the enemy wants. Don't give him the satisfaction. Just like with working out and lifting weights, your Christian walk will bring painful moments. I wish that were not true. But when you focus on the pain, though, it's hard to keep going and hard to finish. Your head gives out before your body does. Don't let the lies of the enemy get the best of you. You will go through trials and difficulties at times, but those moments, once you persevere through them, make you stronger. Strength doesn't come from the comfortable, easy weight. It gets built when the weight is heavy and uncomfortable, and you have to use the ability of your lower body to lift it. At that moment of heaviness, you will either keep going, rest for a minute, take a deep breath, and push forward, or you will quit. It's so easy to just quit and throw in the towel, and there will be times you will want to do just that. That's when you either choose to rely on your own strength or on God's strength working through you. That's how you build muscle. That's how you build character and even your relationship with Christ. He will give you strength. Keep pushing. Keep going. Even if you're tired, keep following hard after Christ.